Hi, I'm Danielle Kelly. Welcome to another JPR Live session where we get to talk with artists we love and hear one-of-a-kind in-studio live performances.
Made possible with support from Dos Mariposas, Vineyards, and Lavender.
Today, our guest is Wilder Woods. It's the solo project of Bear Reinhart, founder and lead singer of Need to Breathe. Wilder Woods' self-titled debut album was heavy in our open-air rotation when it was first released in 2019. Hailing from South Carolina, now calling Nashville home, Wilder Woods is on tour in support of the second full-length release, Fever Sky. It's available on all streaming platforms. The lead-off track, Maestro, just exceeded 1 million streams. It's featured in this month's Grey's Anatomy 2. Congrats, everybody. They're on tour with support from the band Ida Mae, another JPR favorite. And I believe we're catching you guys en route between Seattle, Portland, and then off to San Francisco, right?
That's it.
That's awesome. Well, welcome. How's the West Coast treating you guys?
It's been great, actually. The weather was incredible the last couple of days. So we're getting close to the end. This is the last week of the tour. So we're all kind of like, we got the second wind now. We can see the end. Having fun.
Awesome. Bear, who'd you bring to the studio with you today?
This is April Rucker on vocals and Tyler Burkham on the guitar.
Just want to tell the listeners they're in for such a beautiful harmony treat. The warming up, it was just giving us all chills. So welcome so much. I'm just so excited. Maybe we should just start with some music. Do you guys want to kick it off with a tune? What do you want to play first?
This one's called Heartland.
It's been a few miles since my face got to see the sun. Walls closing in on me like a loaded gun. Dreaming of a place where I can let go of time. Somewhere I can rest my mind. I've been dreaming of the wild, wild plains. Walking where the pine trees dance. Where the river runs deep and the birds all sing in the great expanse. Howling at the moonlight, sleeping underneath the star. Wonder why I let myself ever get this far from the heartland. Oh, from the heartland. Wanna watch the going down and the rising up. Stretching my arms out, laughing with the ones I love. Hoping for a slowdown, trying to beat the middle class rush. Somehow we never get enough. Cause I've been dreaming of the wild, wild plains. Walking where the pine trees dance. Where the river runs deep and the birds all sing in the great expanse. Howling at the moonlight, sleeping underneath the star. Wonder why I let myself ever get this far from the heartland. Yeah, from the heartland. Through the wildflowers, watching clouds go by. Say a little prayer for the problems I left behind. I've been dreaming of the wild, wild plains, walking where the pine trees dance. Where the river runs deep and the birds all sing in the great expanse. Howling at the moonlight, sleeping underneath the star. Wonder why I let myself ever get this far from the heartland. Oh, name.
Gorgeous. That's Wilder Woods, a.k.a. Bear Reinhart, live in the Steve Nelson Performance Studio here at JPR. My goodness. So Wilder Woods is your solo project that debuted in 2019. And before that, you'd been playing for, the better part of 20 years as the founder and front man of Need to Breathe.
Yeah.
I was just curious I'm sure there's a million reasons, but what was the impetus for branching off into a solo career?
I mean, I think I thought about it for a long time. I mean, 20 years is a long time to be with the same dudes and the same bus and all that. But it was about timing in some ways. There were some breaks around the COVID stuff. And then I moved to Nashville about 5 years ago.
Did you need to breathe?
I did, exactly. You got it.
Got that in there.
It was really fun, especially that first one. Just like I wanted to collaborate with more people that I met in town when I moved to Nashville and other writers and that kind of thing. And then sort of fell in love with doing it and haven't stopped writing for it. Like, I feel like the next record will be sooner than later. It's been fun. It's definitely different. I mean, not quite as much of a democracy as the band stuff is.
Sure.
And also, just like when you start a big project, like the Need to Breathe thing, like it's been so long. It's a big machine. It's hard to turn quickly. And I was writing some songs that I felt like that I loved, but I knew that the Need to Breathe audience wouldn't, you know what I mean? So it felt like there was a little bit of a space. Like, let's maybe explore that a little bit and see where that takes us. And that's it feels like that to me. That's what the Wilder Woods project is.
And you had family dynamics in that band too, right? You have a brother in that band, Bo?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. He's been out of the band now for, I guess, 4 or 5 years maybe.
Uh-huh.
So, but yeah, which, you know, makes it tough, just like all the other brother bands in the world, you know? But in the same way, it's also beautiful because you get to experience really cool things together, you know. The Need to Breathe thing's going strong too right now. Like, we're working on a new record, so it feels I feel very thankful to have two like band camps that are very like the culture is great and we're enjoying what we do and you know everybody's having fun here for the right reasons.
Oh, great! You've got some incredible musicians with you here today. How do you go about when you have such a strong, tight-knit group for so long? How did you go about putting together people to support you on this?
Yeah, it was interesting. I mean, honestly, it's been, I obviously went to certain places I already knew, you know, some guys that played on the record and those kind of things. And then really this one was very last minute. It was like, we weren't sure we're going to tour. And then once the record, like it was coming out and we're going to do it. It's a mixed bag of people. Steve Gould playing drums, who I knew from playing, he'd played with Matt Carney, who had toured with Need to Breathe back in the day. So then Ty Bailey was a new one, he's a piano player. April came highly recommended and she's blown us away on this tour because she's not just a great voice, but a killer entertainer as well, which is hugely helpful in this thing. So I was looking for people who love the music, you know what I mean? And so I would say, I mean, I tell people in the shows even, it's like this band is much bigger than the venues that we're playing and they're not here because they're getting rich. They're here because they like the music and they enjoy the time and that's a really good feeling, you know what I mean, to have that behind you kind of going into these places.
Oh, yeah. So timing for you the last few years has been really interesting. It seems like you released just in the well of the wave of COVID. I'd love to hear what touring was like. And then this next album that you've just released I don't want to jinx anything, but we're, you know, kind of in the aftermath of and beyond the pandemic. What has the difference been? I imagine this has been a hugely different experience for producing, releasing, touring, whatever.
Yes, I mean, it was definitely weird, obviously, being forced to go home. That's the first time in 20 years I had been off the road. So that was like a new thing to me.
You were out on tour. It happened. You had to go back home.
Yeah. Wow. And then there was just like this uncertainty of the future and all that. And I think I really fell back in love with music in a way. Like, it's not that I didn't enjoy it, but I was... I found this like real joy about going in the studio every day. And so I was writing, I probably wrote 100 songs maybe during that time at home and just, and I would finish one a day, like all the way through. I learned a lot about, in that time I didn't really have like a deadline of like, hey, your record's coming out, you're writing for this. And that was really freeing. I feel like the creativity got so much better. So I was just like, my mindset was like, go in here like an 8-year-old every day, you know, just look to the universe and see what happens. And I would write dumb things, you know, I'd write a country song that I thought was terrible and one day and just laugh about it and then the next day write a new song, you know. So I think I'll take that with me. I hope I do for the rest of my career, in the sense of like spending the time in it and exploring is what you do when you first start a band. You know, you're trying to find a sound. I feel like that helped me a lot writing for this record.
As a front woman for a project myself, it's tempting when I'm writing to kind of funnel it to, you know, towards the band, try things out with the band that I'm working with. How you've got this accumulation of material. How do you decide when you're writing who you're writing for, what project you're writing for? How do you decide what's for what?
I'm not great at it in the moment, to be honest. I like every song I write the day of, and then the next day I hate it, you know. So I feel like it's been helpful to me to have people that I trust to bounce things off of, and so it's some of this stuff I didn't know would make this record. You know, I wrote a year or so before even thinking about putting this record out. So yeah, I'm just kind of feeling it out, letting it come where it comes. And then with Heartland, the song we just played, that was the night before the record was over. We were mixing the record, and Tyler started playing a guitar part. And I was like, well, it'd be cool if we had a song like this, like a more sort of, you know, Americana thing, rootsy thing. And the producer was like, well, go home, write it tonight. We can cut it tomorrow. And so that's what we did, literally. Just, yeah, so I'm, you know, thankful that songs like that made it on the record. Kind of gives it a different shape of, like, this was really present when it happened.
Interesting. Well, we'd love to hear another Wilder Woods tune.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you want to play for us next?
I'm going to play Maestro.
Say you love, but you're leaving. Say you're here, but you're gone. Throw me out like a change in your pocket, baby. Move on. I can tell that you're trying. I can see that you're scared. Trail of fears in the face for denial, baby. But I'm still here. Let's go.
Maestro,
taking my time.
Maestro,
making me work.
Shine.
Baby, you're gonna be mine.
I know.
The thing about love is a never is enough, and the mind goes, it's all in your head. But the tears don't lie now. Ooh. 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 Cashing out on a feeling. Walking high in the clouds. Close your eyes for a second, you see it, babe. There's no way out. Trade your heart for a fever.
High, so high.
Sink yourself in a hole.
Waves down low.
Cut me out like a face in your locket, babe. But don't let go. Let me tell you about it. Taking my time,
Lights
making me work.
Shine.
Baby, you're gonna be mine. The thing about love is never is enough, and the mind goes, it's all in your head. But the tears don't lie now. Yeah, we all got our reasons to hold on to a kiss. But darling, believe me, it's too late for a miss. There's blood in the water. There's a river running down your face. That kind of woman you just can't replace. Taking my time,
Lights
making me work.
Shine on.
Baby, you're gonna be mine.
I know.
Think about love is never is enough, and the mind goes, it's all in your head. The tears don't lie.
Ooh.
Oh, the tears don't lie. Thank you.
Wilder Woods live at JPR with Maestro from the new record, Fever Sky. I think that's a leadoff track, right?
Yeah.
Beautiful. If you're just joining us, I'm chatting with Bear Reinhart, whose solo project moniker is Wilder Woods. And I'm pretty sure I know the answer to this, but I just want to ask you for our listeners, because I think it's so sweet where the name Wilder Woods came from.
Yeah, it's the name of my two oldest sons. I have a third one now who wasn't born when I named it, so he's pissed.
Oh, but what's his name?
His name's Waters.
We'll have to do an album.
Right, and I did write a note in this record in the Fever Sky on the inside of the vinyl jacket to him. But it's interesting. I tell the story live a lot, but I when I was a kid, I went down to my basement and found a record, and my dad was on the record cover of it. And my first thought was like, he looked like an idiot. Like, it was like a full jumpsuit, rhinestone suit, eagle on the back, pinky ring, the whole, you know, which now I would think is incredible. But at the time, I just remember thinking how it was ridiculous.
You can't see him now, but he's wearing an eagle on his chest. Here he's
got the ring. That's right, exactly. But then the second thought I had was like, oh, it's cool my dad chased this dream and I didn't even know about it, you know, and had some success. He played trumpet and played with Roy Clark and Glenn Campbell, and he was on the show Hee Haw and all that. So, and that was like a person I didn't even know. So there's a part of it for me, songs I've written for the boys, like, not that I think that they're going to like the record, I think it's cool or whatever, but just they'll see in the lyrics, hopefully, when they're older, you know, like their dad was thinking about them, cared about them. And so, yeah, some of the songs, the one we're going to play next, definitely is written to them in a lot of ways.
Oh, that's so sweet. This may be a crazy question, but are they on tour with you?
They're not. No, we bring them one at a time. The Wilder and Woods, they come to their first show on this tour. We did Atlanta, and they came out, and one of them made it through it. The other slept the whole time. So
that's fair. Well, you've shared publicly that as an artist, you've sort of recalibrated your priorities a little bit towards family life and well-being, which in our society's grind culture, and specifically in the music industry, it's being so highly competitive. That's really refreshing and interesting to hear from an artist and, you know, talking about this kind of balance. I'd love to hear, like, how that shift has been going for you.
Yeah, I still work a ton. I feel like, but it is a matter of, like, you start to realize after you've done this so long, that, like, this year is not going to be the year that does it or doesn't do it, you know. You have that mentality when you first become an artist of, like, well, I'll do this for a couple months and see if it, you know, until it craps out, and then that's it, you know what I mean? And so that gets longer and longer. Then you go, whoa, the next 10 years are going to probably, I'm probably going to be doing this, you know?
Yeah.
And so I think that's really a big part of, like, you know, is sort of trying to manage expectations, you know, of the family at home, like how much I'm going to be there and how I can be involved and teaching the kids about what I do, which is a tough part of it. But I do find, like, the healthier, more rested, the better the family life is, and the better the music is. I mean, that's no question to me. And we say it the same way with the guys, like, bring your, you know, if your wife wants to come out or whatever, bring them on the bus and, like, let's make sure if family's okay, then we're okay. It just changes that. And I think early on in my career, success, if you'd ask me, like, you know, will you cut your arm off for success? I've been like, take it. You know, like, I was that sort of losing my mind over night to night, like it was life and death. And I know now that that's just not true. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I feel like there's a little bit of a pressure off. We still care a lot and you prepare a lot. But at the same time, you can't control the outcomes of those things and who's going to buy these records and who isn't.
Right.
Just make the best stuff you can.
And have you seen your creative process or you've seen your outcomes sort of respond to that in a positive way?
I think so. I really feel like I've become much more prolific during, thinking in that way of just like, I don't know when this record's going to come out and I'm not going to push the timeline and whatever. And I just end up, you know, I still have that process though when I'm at home where I go to work. I'm not one of those wait on inspiration people. I feel like there's a book I read called The War on Art, and it talks about how, like, you know, you make the room ready for inspiration to come in so she doesn't soil her gown when she comes in. Like, that's what I'm trying to do. I feel like I'm trying to light the candles, get in my right mind frame, be rested, and to work and just see what inspiration happens that day.
Beautiful. I think that vibe and that work that you're doing is really apparent on the energy of this new album. So
thank you.
Thank you. It's beautiful. Here's a throwback question for those of our listeners who aren't familiar with Need to Breathe. What's and I know that was a while ago. So what was the origin of Need to Breathe and how did that come about?
Background? I mean, redneck kids, really. I was from a town, me and my brother from a town called Possum Kingdom, South Carolina. There's about 100 people, one stop sign, a country store kind of thing. So even growing up, like, we just didn't have any bands around us that were doing it. We knew nothing. So we made every mistake possible and just kept doing it. And kind of like we drew a circle around where we lived. It was like a 6-hour radius. Like we got to dominate the clubs in this area, you know, like, and just kind of, and it, that thing got bigger and bigger. And it's a really interesting, need to read this, probably, like, they should study it in terms of the record business thing. It's just like a very bizarre thing. I feel like we've been doing it for 20 years and every day we've been slightly bigger than we were the day before. There's not been like this massive bump of this one thing that happened and everything, you know, which is really cool because it creates a career where, you know, nobody's just at the show because they're waiting on the one song at the end of the night, you know, like they sing the first one as loud as they do the last.
Sure.
And yeah, I'm really thankful for that.
Well, you've mentioned you're writing for both projects. The Need to Breathe is very much still breathing.
Yeah.
Out of Body just came out a year or two ago. So how do you, what does that look like? I mean, having one musical career is a lot, like you said, for anybody, but how do you balance that?
We're still figuring that out, to be honest with you. It's such a moving target. So I mean, the way a record, and like even right now, like vinyl, you know, 6 months out or whatever. So you got to turn that record in 6 months out before it comes out. So it's changed the way the scheduling and all that thing. It's been difficult. But at the same time, the band is Need to Breathe is in such a big spot touring wise. It's bigger than most people realize in terms of that. And so like we can go out into arenas and sheds and play 50, 60 shows a year. That's enough, you know?
Uh-huh.
So I think that's where the room for this Wilderwoods project is. And, it'll be interesting to see. It's just like, you know, now we're starting to get festival offers about Wilderwoods and the next day I've got to Need to Breathe one, you know, so that's kind of, yeah, it's a little bit insane, but I'm figuring it out.
Great problems.
Yeah.
When it
comes
to heavens and enters. Well, I think we have time for another song. What would you like to play for your third?
Yeah, this is called Make Your Own Mistakes, and it's, wrote it after a game I play with my boys when I'm putting them to bed. And the game is they pick an age between 5 and 40, and whichever age they pick, I have to tell them a story about my life from that age. And so, and now they know all the stories, and I joke all the time, it's like their favorite, if you know boys, they're just, I crap my pants in college, and they're like pretty big into that story, very proud of it, more than all the others. But
of course.
I think the feeling of, it's about staying kids forever. Hopefully, I'm one forever, and hopefully all of you listening are too. This is called Make Your Own Mistakes.
Last night, I could tell that you were listening. I could tell that you were wishing. You were older, and it breaks my heart. Oh, 'cause I hope you can find a way of living. You can find your own forgiveness. So when you fall, you don't fall far. I don't want you to follow me down those same crooked roads to the same old places. I just want you to go your own way. You don't have to chase down the same dreams I did. Heart like yours is hard to break. Go and make your own mistake. Last night, I was painting you a picture. I'm not proud of those decisions, but you needed to know the truth. Just 'cause they're mine, you don't have to take them with you. You come across them if you're meant to, but I hope you just walk on by. 'Cause I don't want you to follow me down those same crooked roads to the same old places. I just want you to go your own way. Don't have to chase down the same dreams I did. Heart like yours is hard to break. So go and make your own mistake. Chase down the same dreams I did. Heart like yours is hard to break. So go and make your own mistake. Heart like yours is hard to break. So go and make your own mistake.
Wilder Woods live at Jefferson Public Radio from their new album, Fever Sky. Thank you so much. Really appreciate you all taking the time off of tour to come and chat with us.
Of course,
and play some of your
us.
Songs. Say hi to Aunt May for us. I hope that that's going great. And we really look forward to what comes next on the new horizon. Don't be strangers. Come say hi again next time you come through the West Coast. Find Wilder Woods tour schedule at iamwilderwoods.com. You can stream the new record, Fever Sky, on all platforms, all streaming platforms. And you can also follow at I Am Wilder Woods on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks, everyone. Tyler, April, Bear, thanks so much.
Of course. Thanks for having us.
Safe touring. This live session's been engineered by John Griffin. Our live session podcast is available on our website, ijpr.org, and also on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
This live session is made possible with support from Dos Mariposas Vineyards and Lavender, located halfway between Jacksonville and Medford, Oregon. Their family-friendly and four-legged friend welcome tasting room and grounds serve local wine varietals, Mexican beer, tamales, and host art events, dance lessons, and live music weekly. More at dosmariposasvineyards.com.
I'm Danielle Kelly. Thanks so much for listening. Open Air will continue right after this.